Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian.
Code blue in the White House. What successful presidents sell voters to win elections. Chapter 6, Archetypes to Understand Human Behavior and Then Speak to It. Observing human behavior, cultures, value systems, and buying/voting patterns. Humans are a rare species, don't you think? Humans are fascinating, exciting, wonderful, innovating, frustrating, annoying, and everything in between. We are emotional and we are rational. And we humans like to observe and talk about other humans and their behaviors. We do it over dinner, at lunch, at the water cooler, on Twitter, Facebook, in letters, in text messages, on the phone, and even on talk TV. Because behaviors have a huge influence on society as a whole, and on each of us as individuals, we spend time trying to understand and predict the behaviors of other people. Would you agree? For example, you're walking down a crowded sidewalk. Other people are walking the same direction that you are, but there are also people walking towards you, going the opposite way that you're walking. When you meet that person face to face, you will want to avoid running into them. So you each move aside to walk past each other and not run into each other full speed ahead. How do you know, predict, which way that person will go? Well, generally, people will go to the right, like traffic. But if you live in Tokyo or London, for example, you will go to the left instead, as that is how people drive in those countries. Depending upon where you're walking, you can predict the walking behaviors of others. Sometimes it is an unconscious prediction. Other times, you have to consciously think about it at each encounter. I lived in Japan for about 3 years total. When I went to visit Japan after living in California for many years, I had to consciously think, which way do I move on the sidewalks? Because they walk on the opposite side of the sidewalk. Even when the sidewalks were relatively empty, the same rule applied. And that rule was move to the left. I got used to that after a day or two in Tokyo. Later on, during my travels, I went down to Osaka and Kyoto. Walking up the train station steps, I started running into people again. What the heck? Why are they going to the right here? Kabam! I asked my Japanese friends, I speak Japanese, about this. In actuality, people in Osaka and Kyoto walk on the same side of the street as in California. It is the opposite of Tokyo. Even though everyone in Japan drives the way they do in England. In other words, the opposite of California and the other parts of the U.S. I wondered why this is so. I asked my Osaka and Sakai City friends. They smiled, laughed, and said, "We like to be different from Tokyo." You see, the cultures of the Kansai area of Japan, where Kyoto, Osaka, Sakai, and other cities are located, are older than that of Tokyo. Tokyo is the region of Japan called Kanto. Thus, there are regional dialects in Kansai that differ from the Hyojungo, which is standardized, Japanese of Tokyo in the Kanto region. Everyone in Japan knows how to speak Tokyo style, but in their own regions, they have dialects that give them a distinctive character, culture. My point here being, we humans still need to predict the behavior of other humans in order to interact and communicate with them. Ideally, we interact and communicate in the way they want to be communicated with. And not everyone behaves or communicates in the same way. I know, that's obvious, you're saying to yourself. I already know that. If you have done any travel at all, you understand what I am saying. So when it comes to political candidates speaking to the voters, what are the biases that the candidates may have that influence their ability to communicate effectively? What will give them a positive influence and what will kill their chances of getting enough votes. Again, that is the topic of this book. Behavioral models shedding light on humans. Quote, behavioral models shedding light on humans, unquote. That sounds kind of dry and boring, doesn't it? But really, it is just about reality TV, dating shows, and rumor mills. And it is about the tools that human resource departments, hiring managers, and law enforcement profilers use. Now are you interested? People gab about other people. People also speak highly of certain people and put down others. Dr. Phil, Judge Judy, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, House of Cards, Scandal. All these shows point out the supportive and the backstabbing nature of human interactions. But they all have people talking about others. Why do we do that? Well, that is not always clear. But our desire to create some ability to get what we want from others is a basic human drive. If we can't survive on our own, we have to figure out how to do it with the help of others. And if they don't help, how can we get them to do it anyway? No man is an island. It takes a village. We learn that if we act a certain way, then we might get what we want or need. If we act in another way, things don't go so well. Maybe we even get punished. But to survive and thrive, we have to sort out the difference between the two. Sometimes we get help with figuring this out, and sometimes we are left to our own devices. Our role models may be the pattern that helps us succeed, or doing what they do might be the wrong direction. So learning new and better ways to act and think is always the choice of the resilient person. What are these new and better ways? Over time, people have devised various models of behavior or values or preferences to help them better understand and predict other people's and their own behaviors. A few of these models include Myers-Briggs, Enneagram, astrological systems, Western, Ayurvedic, Chinese, etc., numerology, DISC, and bank code. These and many other models are used for various purposes. Predicting the best time to have a wedding, deciding the best food someone should eat based on their constitution, what kind of job or relationship a person is best suited for, and even how to best sell to other people. It is this last category that we explore here. Sales. How we can use behavioral models to sell to others. Bank code. Words of caution and disclaimer note. The author is a certified trainer with bank code. He has had years of experience in coding patients, salespersons, marketers, other business people, family, and friends. However, with respect to these findings and opinions in this book, he does not speak for Bank Code, Bank Code Academy, or any other person associated with Bank Code. The analysis and interpretation of the data are the sole opinion of the author. The data come from other willing volunteers, almost all of whom could be eligible voters. This is in no way an official or even unofficial position or opinion or suggestion of the Bank Code Company, Global XTS, or its principals. It is just a fun study by a knowledge type, the author of this book. Also, none of the candidates or politicians mentioned in this book have actually done their bank code. And that is the only definitive way to say what their bank code might be. So, what are the four bank code personality types? Based on page 4 of the executive summary of the white paper, the following are some basic values associated with each of the four validated personality codes. B, blueprint. A for action. N for nurturing. And K for knowledge. And some of the basic values associated with them: blueprint, stability, structure, tradition, following rules, credentials, action, image, opportunity, including money with a capital M, winning, competition, excitement, attention, all about me, freedom, and spontaneity, nurturing, relationships, community, teamwork, ethics, harmony, and charity, service to others, and knowledge, learning, technology, intelligence, the big picture, science, logic. You can find out what your own blueprint, action, nurturing, and knowledge bank code is by going to http://www.four-cards.com and playing the card game by clicking the link embedded in the top logo. Or click a link farther down in the text related to bank tasks. The thing is, each one of us has all four of the personality types in us to some degree. For some of us, one or two predominate. In others, there is more of a balance. When we think of others' code, sometimes the predominant one jumps out at us. Other times, the first or even second one are less clear. So, by looking at just the briefest of explanations of the above bank code types, do you think that my classification of the primary following person's bank code type is accurate? Typing of past presidents: Ronald Reagan, BNAK, Eisenhower, B, Lyndon Baines Johnson, A, John F. Kennedy, ANKB, and typing past presidential candidates: Al Gore, K, Ross Perot, K, Carly Fiorina, K, Barry Goldwater, B, Jeb Bush, NB, Ted Cruz, B, Ralph Nader, K. Subheading: Neuro-Linguistic Programming, NLP. Another important model of understanding human behavior and then communicating effectively is a technology called Neuro-Linguistic Programming, NLP. The basic premise is that we all use five senses to understand the world around us: sight, hearing, touch and feeling, smell, and taste. We respond to all five, but in modern society, the first three predominate. And each of us may have a predominant one even among those three. Maybe we are more visually alert, or we respond to sounds more, or maybe we are more emotional and remember and respond to emotions more. Our life may revolve around how we feel about others and less about how they look. Our experience of life is shaped by our senses. Our experience of politicians is shaped by how we sense them. How well a politician can communicate in all of the sensory modes affects how well they can influence our thinking and either get us on their side or repel us. In the most basic terms, the more they can paint the picture, invoke the sounds, and move our emotions in words and actions, the more likely they will reach all types of people. Tom Hartman does a great job of explaining this in more detail in his book, listed at the end of this book. As an aware voter, this is something you should be aware of while listening to and watching a politician who is moving and motivating you into action. Chapter 7 is the next chapter. It is selling techniques for the American voter. How do the candidates and even sitting politicians sell to the American voter? Of course, by combining all of the things we have discussed in the chapter on voter psychology. Whether designed for purpose or by prophetic accident, all candidates have a clear purpose in their communications with the electorate or their constituents. Just review all the things talked about in chapter 4 and 5, and you will be able to analyze any speech, article, newsletter, or social media post from the candidates. It is important to remember that no candidate will win all votes. They know that. We know that. A 100% winning election would raise red flags. Politicians are gamblers as well as sellers. They know the odds of their winning any particular race, and they do what they can to improve their odds. Improving the odds of winning the presidency. One method is to create a strong like or dislike reaction. You deliberately speak to and create your tribe. You speak with this attitude, either you like me or hate me. Make it clear where you stand, Mr. and Ms. Electorate. You decide if you are in my tribe or not. Ultimately, the voter is going to have to decide in the voting booth, on an absentee ballot, or in a party caucus. If the candidate creates a strong impression, shows confidence, at least the voter can react. And reaction is emotion, and emotion can lead to action. If a candidate creates no emotional reaction, they have lost the first chance to get a vote. Because most voters want clarity, they want a candidate that can be decisive. Or do you disagree and think that the ambiguous candidate is the one you are attracted to? And if voters want a decisive president, do they want one that makes snap judgments based on emotional reactions, or a president who weighs all the options, looks at the big picture, and ponders a while all the information before making a decision? Do they want a shoot-from-the-hip president, or one who lines everything up, figures the wind speed and all the other factors, and then pulls the trigger? A good story always helps. Integrating visual, auditory, and kinesthetic elements awakens the human brain and makes a story come alive. That's also why movies and sizzle reels work so well to sell a concept of a candidate. That's why a great story is used to sell products. In short, selling to the American voter is perhaps complicated, but if you are able to get the eye and the ear of the voters, at least you have a better chance of winning than if you are a total unknown. Word of mouth and some media coverage, is essential. That is no different than selling anything. At this point, let me prematurely describe some survey results detailed in Chapter 9. It might make sense or no sense to you. The next chapter clarifies a bit more. That chapter is Chapter 8, Code Blue or Code Red in the White House, Current Presidential Candidates. You have been listening to another chapter out of the book, Code Blue in the White House, The Successful Presidents Sell Voters to Win Elections. You can buy your own copy of this book on Kindle or on Amazon by going to the website, www.codebluein-the-white-house.com. That's CodeBlueInTheWhiteHouse.com. WHITEHOUSE.COM.
and continue listening to Natural Solutions with Dr. J. You will be able to hear other chapters out of this book, as well as other chapters read from the book Super Brain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, and Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic. We also have very interesting interviews with a wide variety of individuals across the professional spectrum, talking about dementia, talking about your brain, talking about health, and a wide variety of other topics that we feel will benefit you both in your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional health arenas. This is Dr. J. Sordian wishing you a great day and looking forward to speaking to you again in the near future.